It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome on into the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you for spending some time today to join us and welcome on in as we get up, get ready, get things done, and make things happen today. We've got some great news for you today. And remember, you can go to guidinglights.org for more good news, more positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Today, I'd like to open the show with this. The most quoted stanzas in Longfellow's A Psalm of Life are these. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our own lives sublime, and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sand of time. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Today is March 21st, 2024. And on this day, it seems like there's been a lot of scientific breakthroughs, and I want to share those with you. On this day, March 21st, 1889, the first recorded measurement of the North Star parallax is made by astronomer William Henderson, providing crucial data for determining stellar distances. And on this day, March 21st, 1923, physicist Robert Millikan announces the successful measurement of the charge of an electron using his oil drop experiment, advancing our understanding of atomic structure. And also on March 21st, 1953, American scientist James Watson and British scientist Francis Crick announced the discovery of the DNA structure, unveiling the double helix model. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the puma. Did you know, with a range that once covered most of the U.S., this big cat is known by more than 40 names, the most of any mammal?
Did you know, also known as the cougar or mountain lion, the puma is the secretive big cat with impressive hunting skills?
And now, on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of Austin, Texas, and I'm reading this article from the FoxNews.com website. Texas dog adopted by senior citizen after living 700 days in shelter. Velcro, a 10-year-old Carolina dog mix, has been available to adopt since 2022 after being welcomed to Austin Pets Alive, an animal rescue located in Austin. The elderly dog has arthritis along with progressive neurological and musculoskeletal challenges with his spine and hind legs. Due to Velcro's age and health issues, it became a task for APA staff to find a home that perfectly suited him. An ideal home would be slow-paced, just like him, and come with a patient and understanding human, APA rep said. Velcro was not alone in his search for a companion. A resident named Jeanette, 74, was looking to welcome a senior pet into her home. Jeanette had recently lost two of her other senior pups and wanted to find another furry friend that would be low energy enough for her lifestyle and home. Jeanette, who requested her surname be omitted for privacy reasons, met Velcro through a foster-to-adopt program in February, according to APA. The foster-to-adopt process allows the shelter and the foster to help the dog acclimate to a home by providing at-home behavior, consultations, and lifelong adoption support. Jeanette hopes that Velcro's story will inspire dog owners to not overlook pets who are older or have special needs. Jeanette told APA, "They deserve love, and they give as much as they get. They respond to love just as well, if not more than younger dogs," Jeanette continued. She said, "Velcro has adopted me. I didn't adopt him. He adopted me. He has chosen me. While it may have taken some time for Velcro to be placed in a home, it appears he has found his match." What a great story out there in Austin, Texas. I hope you enjoyed that good news. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you do, please like, subscribe, share with a friend. I would appreciate that shout out. Remember, not all news out there is bad, but that's what we are here for, to shine a light on the good news happening all around us. We need to celebrate it and make some good news of our own. Hey, and if you have some good news of your own, I'd like to share it. email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now, before we part ways today, I want to leave us off with a bad dad joke. What kind of a bagel can travel? A plain bagel. That's going to wrap up the show today. Have a great day out there. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.